Hi, this is Dr. John Day. Welcome to podcast number 167, the four best superfoods for weight loss. What are the four best superfoods for weight loss? Well, in this article, I'm going to share with you the four best superfoods, at least according to my definition and my research, for weight loss and disease prevention. And this is all, as usual, according to the latest scientific studies. And like with all of my podcasts, if you want to see the scientific studies, if you just go onto my website, drjohnday.com, you find the corresponding blog. This is number 167. There you can find links to all of the studies backing up everything that I share with you. So let me tell you about my experience. Well, I didn't used to eat superfoods. I guess that deep down, I didn't really believe that these foods had the ability to heal. I thought superfoods were really just a marketing gimmick to sell grocery store checkout magazines. However, by my mid-40s, I was overweight, I had a long list of medical conditions, and I was taking a number of different prescription medications. Clearly, something had to change. I didn't want to live the rest of my life that way. And so at the time, I definitely needed the best superfoods for weight loss and to reverse many of the medical conditions that I was suffering from. So here are the four best superfoods for weight loss. And this is based after countless hours of research and many life experiences later. These are the four superfoods that I landed on. And I try to eat them regularly to stay healthy and to maintain a body weight that works for me. So, topping off the list, number one, berries. Want to drop your heart attack risk by 34%? Well, according to a recent Harvard study of 93,600 people, all it takes is 3 servings of berries each week. That's really not that much. That's a cup and a half of berries each week. When it comes to vitamin C and other antioxidants, berries top the list for fruits. Antioxidants block the day-to-day free radical damage, which causes aging, heart disease, and dementia. To maximize the antioxidants in your produce, studies show that buying organic and eating berries as fresh as possible or as close as to the time they were picked is best. Berries are also very low glycemic. This means that even though they taste sweet, they don't spike your blood sugar. As a low glycemic fruit, it can help to prevent diabetes. Lastly, when it comes to weight loss, berries are your very best fruit. They are low in calories and high in fiber. Indeed, another Harvard study of 133,468 Americans showed that for every daily serving of berries that the study participants averaged during the course of the study, so they lost 1.11 pounds. So if you average one serving of berries each day, it's going to cause some weight loss, 1.11 pounds. If you average 2 or more servings, well, then you can bump up the weight loss to 2 or 3 pounds. I'm often asked which berries are best. My simple answer, the best berry is the one you will eat. So whether it is a blueberry, strawberry, raspberry, etc., enjoy your berries as they're all good for you. I could not find any scientific data stating that one berry is any better than another berry. There's probably the most research on blueberries and strawberries, and they're also the 2 most favorite berries. Actually, in the U.S., strawberries are the most favorite, blueberries number 2. But really, berries in general are definitely a superfood. They're great for weight loss, and whatever berry you enjoy, enjoy. Number 2, nuts. It wasn't long ago that people avoided nuts because of the fat. Yes, nuts are high in fat. You've heard this on this podcast many times, but it is exactly the fat your body needs. In fact, this fat appears to protect you from a heart attack. Indeed, based on many studies, nuts decrease your risk of dying from heart disease by 37%. These studies also show that the more nuts you eat, the lower your risk of heart disease. Likewise, as I discussed in a previous blog article and also in a podcast, studies show that nuts also prevent autoimmune disease, cancer, high blood pressure, diabetes, and high cholesterol. But won't all of this fat cause weight gain? Not according to a large Harvard study. In the same study, nut eaters, and this is regardless of how many nuts they ate, still lost a pound of fat, even though they weren't even trying to lose weight. As with berries, it really doesn't matter which nut you eat. While there are some differences between nuts, as I described in a previous podcast that was very popular on my Almonds versus Walnuts podcast, they're all good for you. Number 3, cruciferous vegetables, cauliflower, broccoli, kale, etc. Nutritionally, you can't beat the cruciferous family of vegetables. This family includes cauliflower, broccoli, kale, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, bok choy, and arugula. Indeed, you simply cannot find another food group that is so packed with vitamins, minerals, fiber, omega-3 fats, and protein. While you would likely never consider cauliflower, broccoli, or kale as great sources of omega-3 fat and protein, they actually are. Calorie for calorie, the cruciferous vegetables have as much omega-3 as salmon and also as much protein as chicken. That's calorie for calorie. Broccoli and cauliflower almost have as much protein as chicken. When it comes to disease prevention, cruciferous vegetables top the list. For example, regularly eating cruciferous vegetables may decrease your heart attack risk by 34%. Also, regardless of the cancer type, cruciferous vegetables appear to decrease all cancers by about 20%. And indeed, while certainly all vegetables and fruits appear to prevent cancer, the cruciferous vegetables seem to have more cancer-fighting, cancer-reversing properties than any other vegetable or fruit. For weight loss, cauliflower is the very best vegetable. Indeed, that same Harvard study that I keep referring to showed that cauliflower eaters lost a total of 1.37 pounds for each daily serving they averaged during the study. While broccoli wasn't quite as effective as cauliflower for weight loss, it wasn't far behind. I should point out that there is an internet myth, and many of you have heard this myth, and I've had a number of blog readers, podcast listeners ask me about this internet myth. So let's do some myth busting right now. There's a myth out there on the internet that cruciferous vegetables cause goiters and other thyroid issues. When examined in a study, cruciferous vegetables do not cause thyroid problems. Let me repeat that again. Cruciferous vegetables do not cause thyroid problems. In fact, when it comes to thyroid cancer, cruciferous vegetables appear to be extremely effective in preventing this cancer as well. Now, goiters do sometimes tend to occur. People with autoimmune thyroid issues, it can be with cancer, or if you're not getting enough iodine in your diet. But cruciferous vegetables are not the cause. Number 4, fish. When it comes to optimizing brain and heart function, studies show that fish is your best meat. For example, a recent study of 181,580 people showed that for every one serving of fish you eat each week, you can cut your risk of Alzheimer's disease by 7%. So if you eat salmon once a week, you've just slashed your Alzheimer's disease risk by 7%. If you eat two servings, for example, of that same salmon, now your Alzheimer's disease risk is cut by 14%. For heart disease prevention, it's a similar story. Even eating just one serving of fish weekly may decrease your risk of heart disease by 15%. If you are trying to maintain a healthy weight, fish is also your very best meat. While red and processed meats have been associated with intense weight gain in studies, adding fish to your weight loss efforts has been shown to boost weight loss efforts by 14%. So you can improve how effective you're losing weight by 14% by eating fish regularly. Take home message. The main message of this podcast is that to prevent disease, to maintain a healthy weight, to get all the nutrients that you need, shoot for at least one serving of berries each day, one serving of nuts each day, one serving of cruciferous vegetables each day. Now, I'll admit for me, I love berries. I tend to eat at least two servings of berries each day. Nuts, boy, I probably eat 5 servings of nuts each day. Cruciferous vegetables, I love them as well. I get several in. Broccoli's my favorite, and kale. I eat broccoli and kale almost every day. Cauliflower, maybe once a week. Maybe I should do a little more of that. For those who choose to eat meat, fish is your very best meat. Try to eat at least 1 serving of fish weekly, and always select a fish low in contaminants. To learn more about which fish are best, I've got a link if you want to go onto my website, drjohnday.com. This is blog number 167, 4 Best Superfoods for Weight Loss. There I've got a link to a previous article that I wrote on which fish to look for. Of course, for optimal health, you'll want to include many other fruits, many other vegetables outside of the berry and cruciferous families. To make sure you get all the nutrients your body needs, make sure your produce includes all the colors. So try to get some reds in there, some greens, some yellows, the more varied the colors of your produce, the better. And that's how you can know you're hitting on all your nutrients. Likewise, don't neglect peanuts and seeds. They seem, nutritionally anyway, to offer the same benefits as nuts. So my question to you is, what superfoods do you eat every day? And then how do you prepare your superfoods? A lot of people, they want to eat them, but they don't know how to do it. So please go to my website, drjohnday.com, scroll down to the bottom. This is 167. There you can leave your experiences, post your questions, and I'll do my best to quickly respond to every question. Also, if you've enjoyed this podcast, tell a friend, rate it on iTunes and Stitcher. We're getting a lot of reviews up there. Thank you so much. If you haven't subscribed to my if you haven't subscribed to my newsletter, now's the time. There's a lot of information there you can't find anywhere else. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, keep living better.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. John Day Show. Now is the time for you to live better. Go to drjohnday.com to sign up for Dr. Day's newsletter, daily success tools, and more. It's never too late to change.